Hey, happy day. I have profoundness. I had to write it down. I crafted it late last night. Here it goes. There is no point in talking to a liberal unless you speak liberal, and liberal speak is spoken by a liberal idiot, so then liberal language is really a foreign language to anyone from the planet Earth. Sounds reasonable, right? Liberals enter out of this world. If you got it, I got it. Move along now. Here we go. What platform are you watching this show today or tonight from? Could be YouTube, Facebook, BitChute, you get to Vimeo, or so many other places. If you are and you haven't been to our website, writeedition.com, go to it. It's got all kinds of neat postings, world events, and lots of news, lots of things on that website besides just me, and you're welcome. It'd be a pleasure to have you visit us. Breaking news. Trudeau, he would be the Prime Minister in Canada. He says, hey guys, I didn't do anything bad. I mean, we gave zillions of dollars to this WE organization. It's for a charity, right? Where you go out and give money to people to volunteer. How do you like that? That's like, say, Virgin Hooker. I mean, there's two different meanings. Volunteer pay. Anyway, it turns out, though, that he gave the money to a shell company with a similar name to the WE organization. And it had no assets, no history, no record of charitable work. And it got, I don't know how much. The numbers are all over the place. Anywhere from $45 million as a management fee up to close to $1 billion. I mean, there's money flying everywhere because these are criminals. They are criminals. We're going to sue him for slander. Hey, please do, because when you take something that doesn't belong to you, it's not yours, and you use it improperly, if that's not criminal behavior, I give up. I mean, I'll bark like a fox as well, because it is. It's bad, bad stuff. I mean, you should maybe talk to the people. The people, it's their money. You guys have missed that. You guys being you liberal goofs in Canada. The finance minister, you know what? He can't keep track of his $40,000 expenses that he racked up over the course of a couple of days. And he's a finance minister. If a finance minister can't add, oh boy, is he honest? I mean, he can sign, though, to give away billions of dollars. Owned, money, because it is owned by the citizenry. He can do that, and he can't remember the $40,000. You know, he's married to a McCain woman in Canada. It's a good thing. They're a huge family, a wealthy family. I did a deal with them many years ago. They own Maple Leaf Foods, and I bought, I don't know how many, 10 or 12 or something, packing plants from them, Gainers packing plants and Canada Packers packing plants. I bought them in Edmonton, Calgary, Red Deer, Winnipeg, and a variety of other places, Lethbridge, and on and on. And they were great to deal with. I wish, though, that their son-in-law would have been working there then, because he would have given them to me for free, right? Oh, maybe I would have had to give him something free back. Maybe. Rogers Communication, I'm happy to announce here today, blah, blah, that they now have hired up to 350 people in Kelowna, British Columbia, for their call center. And they're saying, we're going to base our operations in Canada. God bless Canada. It's about time. Every time in Canada, I have a TELUS phone and a credit card with some company, and every time I phone there, I surrender. Nobody can speak English. They're either in the Philippines or Mexico. I mean, get some Canadians doing that. That'd be kind of neat. Alaska Air and the US of A, listen up, because you guys are the same. Press one to get to speak to somebody who can't do your speak. Delta, that's a city in, where is it? British Columbia, Canada. You know, they have Rainbow Pride benches in a number of locations around the city. Of course they do, because they're commie councillors, right? And recently some of those benches were vandalized, and the city now says this: our rainbow benches symbolize the city of Delta's commitment to diversity, inclusion, and love for all. Well, if you love everybody, maybe you should have benches for the gun community, for the Hutterite community, for the on and on. I could give you a list. I mean, but you've only selected one. You've got a rainbow thing going on. A rainbow is kind of nice, but now you've tied it directly in the form of a bench with the homosexual community, and no other people get to share the love. That's a little queer, don't you think? Now, I got Peter McKay. He wants to be the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. And he was in Alberta recently, and he said, hey, you know what? When I was in the Harper cabinet for 10 years, where I served, everything was great. Not so much. 70% of all Canadians didn't think so, and half of the 30% that did vote for you guys did it by default, because there was nowhere else to go, right? So now we're down to 15%. And now you're campaigning to fix issues that you caused for the most part, because all the issues today that are being caused by the current administration, you know what? I got to tell you, Peter, you guys could have prevented that had you put rules and laws in place, but you chose not to. You did the same as every politician does in Canada. You just run amok. And somebody asks you a question and they're unhappy. You make them a promise, and later on they get to be more unhappy, right? It's just more of the same as a bunch of gook. It's not very nice. Here's a guy, the stupid thief file. Here's a man, his name was Charles Merriweather. He broke into a home. This was actually quite a few years ago, but somebody just sent it to me, one of our viewers. Thank you very much for that. That's the payment we get, by the way, the only payment. We don't get money from anybody, and I don't want anybody's money. We're not beholden to anybody. We've never had a government grant ever, never will. We don't have any advertisers' money. We can just kind of get up here and mouth off like I do, okay? So in any event, thank you, because it's your show, and when you contribute and give us information and stuff that we use, all we have is a thank you. Charles Merriweather broke into the home in Baltimore, and he raped the woman who lived there, a terrible crime, and then he ransacked the house. He stole everything that he could find, but she only had $11.50 in cash, and he said, hey, how do you pay your bills? You don't have any money. The poor woman, I mean, she's traumatized, right? She said, well, I write a check. And he says, well, write a check to me. How much do you have in your bank? And she told him, doesn't say the amount here, and she said, who do I make it out to? And he says, Charles A. Merriweather. It better not bounce or I will be back. He took the check and he left. Several hours later, of course, he was arrested. Oh boy, Viking warriors. They were a fierce bunch, right? They were trained in archery, spear throwing, and sword play from the age of 10. And the most fanatical warriors were called berserkers. And now that name belongs to liberals, berserkers. May Odin give us humanoid strength to survive. Hey, see ya.